From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. A St. Louis judge has accepted a deal that includes the resignation of Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. Judge Rex Burleson signed the agreement between prosecutors and the governor's attorneys Wednesday. As soon as Greitens steps down tomorrow, Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner will drop a charge he misused a charity donor list. Greitens' attorney Jim Martin says the defense team contacted Gardner over the weekend. He says the deal they struck is unique but not unusual.
The politics of this entire circus around Governor Greitens has always been concerning. And it's not that often that you have criminal matters that involve high elected officials.
The agreement does not prevent Greitens from being prosecuted federally or by the state for other crimes. Filling the State Board of Education is high on Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson's list of things to do when he replaces Eric Greitens. The board hasn't met in 6 months because it lacks enough members for a quorum. Greitens' efforts to reshape the school board and replace the education commissioner angered both lawmakers and state education organizations. They're optimistic about Parson. Former Dallas County School Administrator John Turner worked with Parson when the lieutenant governor represented the area in the state Senate. Turner says he would often reach out to school leaders.
And that's relatively rare among state representatives and state senators. And so I like that attitude of his where if something came up on the floor that related to public education, he was very quick to contact area administrators to get their opinions of issues that were coming before the legislature.
Parson has supported funding higher education and workforce development. Republican legislative leaders met privately Wednesday with Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson as a part of a joint effort to help with the transition of power as Eric Greitens leaves office. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richards says they're planning to invite Parson to deliver a joint address to the legislature in the next week or two.
Well, the governor and I have served a number of years together, and we share the same beliefs on job creation and training. It's not a happy time. It's a time that we just need to move on, and we're going to try to help make that as easy as we can.
Greitens is set to leave office at 5 p.m. Friday. A spokeswoman for Parson says they're still working on arrangements for his swearing-in ceremony. And there are new developments in the wrongful death lawsuit surrounding the death of Carl DeBrody of Fulton. According to reporting from the Columbia Missourian, DeBrody was forced to sleep on a basement floor and fight another resident of Second Chance, an assisted living facility for those with disabilities. DeBrody suffered several serious injuries, including at least 6 broken ribs as a result of the forced fight, according to the lawsuit. After having a seizure, he died in the bathtub of the home of the former assistant director of the facility. DeBrody's body was encased in concrete and left in a storage shed. The lawsuit was moved to the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Missouri because of the alleged civil rights violations. The lawsuit also cites repeated failures by multiple agencies tasked with ensuring DeBrody's welfare. Special services employees were required to make monthly visits to check on DeBrody, and the case alleges that they failed to do so, but filed reports saying otherwise. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.